I usually try not to try to mechadish. It's a very important thing, but the parasha Shmuz is a very yisoidistic Shmuz we gave a couple of times, and even though like maybe there'll be more chidushim, plus it's not getting very apropos to this man. So we want to speak about a topic that has such a tremendous amount of hashpah. That's no good, especially now that I'm going to Chutzlaritz tonight. It's also apropos, I'm going down to Galus. Nevada. Just thinking maybe it was the Agav, but we'll maybe get into it a little bit. But the Maisa, we're starting now the Shavuos of Shoivivim. The Shavuos of Shoivivim, Shoivivim Ta, Shoivivim. The leap year Shoivivim Tat, and the Shirin of Shoivivim, and Vada, the Yin of the Golas is the Masakin. The Yin of the what Shoivivim is about, the Soidos. I was thinking here this week, the Yin from Yosef HaTzadik, Rashi brings in last week's parasha, the Yosef HaTzadik, but the Maisa Yosef was supposed to have 12 children, and Yosef HaShaldovi, he didn't have all 12 because of what happened with Eishes Potifar. And the right away is the end of the Golas, Klai Sat HaMasak, and I did the Golas. About the Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik, there's no Chas V'Sholom, but the Maisa, Sofer Sholdova, that Indian has a tikkun in the Inyan of the Golus. And Avada, the Zman of this time period is a Zman of tremendous opportunity also for Kedusha, because the Zman HaTikkun. The Ikka Tikkun of those Averis, the Averis, which refer to, well, we'll mention it maybe once, Erel of Atal and those in Yonim, Evada, the Farshim bring down, the sweat that a person does for a mitzvah, the koiches that a person puts into a mitzvah, those in Mechaper, the koyach of Omel HaTorah. The Goyin says, even though people bring down, the Rashiba used to always bring down from the Goyin in the Keser Roish, that the Goyin says that even though there's no kapar of those affairs, Goyin says, Torah is Mechapa, Torah is Metaher, Torah is Mekadesh, Torah lifts the person up. And Torah is the koyach through which a person could withstand the galus. The tumas ha'amim, the union of galus, to go out to the tumas ha'amim and to be able to, that's why you have to go into galus, go out to the tumas ha'amim and be able to turk the tumas ha'amim, be able to masakin, be able to remain kadosh. The Yosef ha'amim Mitzrayim was a tikkun. Chazal Rashi brings down the Ve'ilu Shmoisa Anoshe, and these are the names of Bnei Yisrael Bolim Mitzrayima, Eish Yaakov, Ishu Veisa Bo, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvun, Uvin Yomim. The Sefer is called Sefer Shmois. It's called, it's an interesting chumash, the Sefer Shmois, the Sefer Ha'Geula. Why is it called Sefer Shmois? Names, the names of Klal Yisrael, the names is because they kept their, retained their name. Very nice. They were called Reuven, Shimon beforehand. A big whole thing with Eilu Shmoyis Bnei Yisrael Psukim that we go over. We know the names of the Shvatim. What's the tachlis that the Torah has to tell it over again? At the beginning of Sefer Shmoyz, Be'el Shmoyz, B'nei Yisrael, B'Mitzrayim. What do you have to tell him? Reuven, Shimon, we know the names of the Shvat. Yosef of Mitzrayim, if they know Yosef of Mitzrayim, the answer of Boisek to Nizachin is the Shmois, is the Koyach, to which they were able to exist in Mitzrayim. Ve'eil Shmois b'nei Yisrael boyim Mitzrayim. They're able to retain their identity, B'toch Mitzrayim, the identity of Kedusha, the identity of Tyra, and that was the Nesoyin. And Yosef, who went down to Mitzrayim, when a certain way had Yosef Oyev in Mitzrayim, he was able to Mesakin in B'toch Mitzrayim. Yosef Oyev in Mitzrayim. So the identity and the name of our names is what kept us a nation and what's going to bring us back to Geula and what's going to help us to retain our Kedush, Rabbi Yisrael. We keep our identity as a Yid, Rabbi Yisrael. Our essence is our name. The name is the Halakha name, the Yiddish name, which is in Lashon HaKodesh, which has a meaning of the essence of the Yid. It's the essence. It's Koyach. It's his nature. It's Koyach to Kedusha. That's the name of Yisrael. Lashon HaKodesh in itself, everything it has to do with the Lashon itself is Kodesh. But besides the essence of Lashon, of everything that's in Lashon HaKodesh, the name itself has Miyuchad Gezat, the touch of a name, because a name is the person, the essence of the Adam. It's the Makor of his Kedusha. Because the name is given by Lashon HaKodesh. And when Klal Yisrael kept their names, there was still a Makor, there was still a Nitzas of Kedusha that could be rescued. But Aboyim Mitzrayim, when they stayed in that level of Kedusha, of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, they weren't affected. They didn't fall. Once, Vayomas, Yosef, Chalador, Hahu, that's when everything came about, Rabbi Yisrael. Yisoid, Eis Yaakov, also we could say is the same Yisoid. They came with Yaakov. Yaakov is the Koyach of Kedusha, Shaloi Ibit Tipa. Yaakov was Ma'abed Tipa, it was Eis Yaakov. That was also part of the Tikkun. They came with the Koyach of Yaakov. That was also part of the Tikkun in Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisrael. But the Te'elis of the whole Zach, Rabbi Yisrael. The Te'elis of the whole Zach was to retain the Yisoid HaKedusha. And the person has to realize that when Chas V'Shom, that Aveira is where he's Ma'abid, the Koyach HaKedusha is Adam. Because it's the essence of a person, Rabbi Yisrael. It's the essence of a person. It's the Koyach HaKedusha. It's his Koyach HaKedusha. It's his Koyach that he's doing like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Koyach to be a Yoytzer. A person has a Koyach to be Yoytzer through that Mahalich. And when he's Ma'abid, he's been Ma'abid, that Koyach of Kedusha, which is Shach to the Bari Yoylam. He's a Boire. How is a person a Boire? Through the Koyach of the Zera. That's who is a Boire. And that's his damnus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Boire. And Meilav, he's Ma'abid, that Koyach HaBoire. He's Ma'abid, that Koyach HaBoire. So in Ma'isa, there's where the Kedusha goes out. He's not in his damnus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He loses that Kedusha, Rabbi Yisrael. The more he's Mekadosh himself, and he uses it in the Koyach HaKedusha to bring more offspring and to the world, bring people to be a Boire, an Emes Boire. So mainly that's more Kedusha, that's Koyach HaKedusha. Abul Maisa. This was all agud. This came to me now, Rabbi Yisrael. It wasn't really what I wanted to speak. What I wanted to say over Rabbi Yisrael, which is nogea this inyan, is the parashas Shmos is screaming. Is so apparent with this yisoid that we speak many years in parashas Shmos. This was a yisofa for this year, the chelak. But it screams with gevaldik yisoid, Rabbi Yisrael, and that is from the beginning, Rabbi Yisrael. The Pele the Gezach, Rabbi Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, the future leader of Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, the future leader of Klal Yisrael. How does Moshe Rabbeinu come into? He comes into this world, and by 3 months already, he's in a little basket, heading down the sea, Rabbi Yisai. And he grows up in the palace of Yaakov Paran. Mistam, he didn't learn too much Torah over there, Rabbi Yisai. Mistam, there was no Limud HaTorah. We don't see that the Torah talks about Stamazoy, that is Limud HaTorah, even in Midrashim and Chazal. At least, you're right, the Torah doesn't talk about so much even the office about it, but Chazal talk about it. But in the Midrashim and Chazal about Moshe, we don't find till he went up to Mekabel the Torah so much. I mean, I didn't see all the Midrashim, but at least in Chazal, the Rashi brings. We don't feel talking about the Torah that he learned secretly under Paro's tongue. He used to go out in the middle of the night and run to a side room, lock himself in with a Sefer Ksois HaChoshen. You don't find it. And this Moshe Rabbeinu who grew up in the palace of the biggest koifer, somebody who has had the audacity to say, Mi Hashem. There was a koifer be'ikir. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's zoicha to be Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who's Torah to come down through him. Pele de Gezach. I would say, the person that was sitting in Beis Medrash the whole day, the person was Oyved in Yonim, Moshe Rabbeinu. But even Moshe Rabbeinu's his whole Hatzolah voice is a Pele de Gezach. Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a lady called Basya Bas Paroi, who's a mamish Oyved Avodah Zarah. She's Zoicha to Megadol, the future leader, the future Melamed Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who brings Torah down to Israel, who is the one who raises him? Sister George, Sister Mary! She's a Oyved Avodah Zarah, she raises him. Pele de Gezach. She raises him. She's Zoicha to raise Moshe Rabbeinu. An unbelievable Stam Agav note, Rabbi Zai, Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu, is Zoicha. If we think about it, something so not shayach to believe, she's his mother, but she knows that he's born, they're looking for her. For him. She's Zoicha to nurse him, to one who's going to be the one who's to take them out of Egypt, and she's nursing her own son in the palace of the king who ordered the decree to kill the ruler. She's nursing him, a Jewish mother. The Pele de Gezach has no husband. How'd she get in there? What's she doing in there? He's making Zeres. We're going to kill all the Jewish babies. Now one Jewish baby is going to survive. And rock-a-bye, baby. Paro. What is it? With a nice Jewish star. He's rocking him away. Oh, not this one. He's rocking him away in his palace. A pleasure, Jolly Human. The Stavis speaks out. We see the God of the Baruch Hashem's running the world. Unbelievable that the Baruch Hashem's running the world. He's being going, he said, every single Jewish baby. My baby on the treetop. In his lap. It's growing up the Pele de Gezach. But it doesn't make no sense. It's just an unbelievable God is a Kodesh Baruch Shlita in the Bria. If you look at that story, you have to add your Kalim to see a Kodesh Baruch Shlita in the Bria. A Kodesh Baruch running the world step by step. He grows up in the palace. Unbelievable. But what's the Peshat? A Bashi Baspar Zuchah. And she goes out to the river and all of a sudden, her arm stretches 60 amas long, Rabbi Said. Oh, it's a natural occurrence. Happens to be every day. Didn't happen to Yocheved, not to Moshe, not. It's time she goes down to the Nar. Her hand becomes extended 60 amas long, Rabbi Said. Lo yom gi super. What's pshat over there, Rabbi Said? Yocheved zuch to nurse in the palace. She was the one who was supposed to, she was the one who was asked to go kill all the babies, and there she is nursing her baby in the palace. And the final clincher of Isai. How comes for the final scene? We have the Halakha Moshe Rabbeinu going to be ushered to the interior to Yisrael. He's going to go up 40 days and be with Abraham. No one in the history of the world was and ever will be Loi Kom K'Moshe. Loi Kom K'Moshe in his purity. Loi Kom K'Moshe Naniviz. Loi Kom. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go 40 days and 40 nights into the Shammai to bring the Torah to Yisrael. Loi Hoyav Loi Nivra K'Moshe. Who gets to be the shver for Moshe Rabbeinu? I need my bishop outfit. Back from the scene in the story from Leah, from Lavan and Avram. Everybody's invited to the vort. From Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gol Hadar, the greatest person to ever live in Klal Yisrael. And Tzipporah, his wife, sitting next to him. Was there a Baptist priest sitting next to him? Who had he get in here? Oh, he's his future father-in-law. Huh? With a big mustache, flipped over like this. And he has a white collar. White collar Sam. Here he is, Jethro. How you doing? He's the future father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo Yomiki Yisupa. Lo Yomiki Yisupa. How's it shine, Rabbi Yisai? And the Yisoy, they once heard over from a Rebbe of mine, he said over, and it was his Yisoy, but the Svarim won't say with this Yisoy, the big Yisoy, Rabbi Yisai, we always say over. That's okay, when we spoke at the first Chedek also, there's an equation. There's a beep equation. And we have to say it all for the newcomers and to know this equation. But it's an unbelievable equation. Everybody has to know. And we're being rushing a little bit, but the equation is so powerful and so important. That Mesiris Nefesh equals Siyata Dishmaya. That the more a person's Mesiris Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives tremendous Siyata Dishmaya. And the more that a person puts in for HaKadosh Baruch Hu pounds it on, puts it on like a tremendous voice. The one thing we see, we found Moshe Rabbeinu. When we finally meet Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayigdal Ha'ish, Vayetel Elochiv. He's a person who's the prince. He could be sitting on the throne and having lamb chops. Barbecuing every night, steaks, being in the most fanciest places of Egypt. And where does he go? He takes all his honor and he goes down to his brothers. And he has a feeling for them. And he's moistened nefesh to kill. He sees the big Maka Mitzish Mitzri. He goes and he's moistened nefesh. This is the first time we meet Moshe Rabbeinu. But we met his mother beforehand. He was an unbelievable Mesiris Nefesh. Paro was the biggest king. He was the king of the whole world. The whole world came down to him now. And Paro ordered, I'm telling you Jewish midwives, in Ben Huva Amitin Oisai. That's what I have. And he's not telling them they have choices, Rabbi Yisrael. There is a choice. It's either the Ben or you. That's the choice. And if you're not going to take to what I say, obviously they're going to go be sentenced under the firing squad. And they come back with a tremendous excuse. Oh, we can never. They're midwives, Rabbi Yisrael. You don't have midwives if you don't need midwives. But they came back and they said, but you know, they give birth too quickly. We can't get to them. We only seem to get to the girls. No boys. And Paro accepts it. We don't find, Vayas Lem Botim, Chazal said they got tremendous reward. Moise and Nefesh, for your burnish alone, because Bro took care of them. She was moisa nefesh, not only to boys. This I found in a medrash. Not only to save them, vatechayena. She went and fed them and sustained them also. Which is, that was mamash sakana. Okay, you say, but Paro wants these people dead. She's there feeding them and giving them food. If you're on Paro's team, okay, they get burned. Leave them alone. Don't help them out. They're helping them out. Because not only her son survived, but she was zircha to feed him. Mida kineged mida. Bas Paroi, and we're doing this very fast, but it's a ganze shmul, but Bas Paroi, she was in the house, the daughter of the King Paroi. She had everything in the world. She went down to Nahor, Lirichoitz, avoided Gilulei, avoided Zara. Mesiras Nevesh Atzuma, to leave the whole thing. Because Baruch Hu right away gives her an unbelievable siyata d'shmaya, she could stick out her hand to save this baby. This baby happens to be Moshe Rabbeinu. And she raises the Gadol Hador because of Mesiras Nefesh equals siyata d'shmaya. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues that with his Mesiras Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. And this father-in-law is not Stam, Pope John III, Rabbosai. He's sitting with a big kippah. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, he gave up everything, says Chazal. He went around the whole world. They were menad to him now. Says, that's why he had a problem with his daughters by the well. They were menad to him because he was Pirish from the Avodah Zarah. He didn't turn up at his priest. It was in the closet. He came out with a nice kotel yarmulke. They get a cardboard yarmulke. They couldn't get it in time for the Erusin. But it was a cardboard yarmulke with a lot of Mesiras Nefesh stapled together. A big J on top for Jethro. Jethro the Jew. He gave up everything. He was benad him. To siyata d'shmaya atzuma. To be zirchah to the son-in-law who's the Moshiach and Jei Yisrael. But this is the parashas malamed us, Rabbi Yisrael, Mesiras Nefesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that you mois and nefesh for him. You go the extra mile. You do as much as you can, and you go as far as you can. You push yourself. For Bayri Oyler, Rabbi Yisrael, the Bayri Yisrael pays back unbelievable dividends, Rabbi Yisrael. Unbelievable dividends. We think, Rabbi Yisrael, we look at the things that we think we can't acquire in our Avodas Hashem. In certain areas, even in this area, Rabbi Yisai, that we spoke in the beginning, people in Bochrim, and they had nishonis with these areas, and he's moist and nefesh, Rabbi Yisai, to make some gedorim on themselves. If he has, this is going out to the lodge, I don't think anybody here must suspect, but it's going out, people have a phone, people have a this, have a that, have a thing, and it's hard to be perished from Rabbi Yisai. It's very hard. And he puts it away, and he throws it out, and he burns it. Because Baruch Hu pays back heavy, Rabbi Yisai, with unbelievable siyata min shemaya. The more a person puts out for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more siyata d'shmaya he has, Rabbi Yisai. And we always say over the unbelievable Raya, Rabbi Yisai, the story of Rabbi Akiva. There could be no greater Raya to this Yisai, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara zokt. Psochem Emtes, Akiva was an Am Ha'oretz, Rabbi Yisai. An Am Ha'oretz, mamish, zero, he knew nothing. At 40 years old, zero, Rabbi Yisai. It's not like he started 17. A 40-year-old man started to learn, Rabbi Yisai. It's not like he started 18, 19. 40 years old, zero. He hated Talmid Chacham. He said, give me a Talmid Chacham. Everybody was so jealous. He couldn't stand. He didn't know nothing. And a lady sees that he has good midas, he has no amal, and all this hate and anger has nothing to do who really is. And she sends him away to Yeshiva Rabbi Yisai. She sends him away, not just 1 year, not just 2 years, for 12 years. Says the Mark Suba Samach Beis, the Doram Daf Nun. 12 years she sends him away to learn Torah. And he comes back after 12 years, Rabbi Yisai. 12 years, Rabbi Yisai. The guy, goes away for a week. His wife's going, where are you already? for 12 years she doesn't see. And her boy said, they didn't have WhatsApp. They didn't have emails. They had no contact for 12 years. Her husband's in a yeshiva for 12 years, sent away not to come back. I don't want to see you at my doorstep. And he comes back after 12 years. Can you imagine, her boy said, he came with a big Talmud Chacham already. Can you imagine, she's waiting, they made up, it's come the time. And she's talking to the neighbor, and the neighbor says, I can't believe it, Mrs. Akiva. Rebbetzin Akiva now. They're saying, it's very nice, your husband's learning and everything, look at you. She sold her hair, Chazal say. She sold whatever she could in order to survive. Look how you're living, look what's going on with you. And she says the most infamous statement that we have today, if it was up to me, I'd send away for another 12 years. And he hears that, and he turns around and goes right back to yeshiva, 24 years, Rabbi Yisrael. We can't imagine, Rabbi Yisrael. And he comes back, the Godol Hador Mamish, with 24,000 Talmidim. And he comes to give the drasha, the city, everybody's coming out to Mechaber, the great Godol, Rabbi Akiva, who's at 40 years old, he came to the yeshiva. Okay, maybe he'll start at least learning Gemara, put a Baba Kam in front of Bibbe, Bibbe, Bibbe Kikima, Bibbe Kima. What? You're 40 years old, Bibbe Kima? Go down to the Chumash class. What Chumash we're learning? Shamois! Huh? Shamois. Aleph Beis. Can you imagine the picture? Everybody get into class! Rabbi Yankelowitz! Kita Aleph Beis! Yankel! Komets Aleph! Oh! Akiva! Ba! No! It's ba! Okay, I'll try better next time. Recess! They're playing jacks! Here he is! Can you jump rope with us? Whose team is Akiva on? I want it for the goalie. Pele the Gazzaro was sitting in the class on those small seats. Learning all comments, Aleph, or 20, no matter what chesh you're going to make, with this chesh, 24 years, and I find a Talmud Chochom, a Mechaber Svarim, the Godol Hador Mamish. No one shaykhs to him. So much of the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Heilige Moshe Rabbeinu, saw Rabbi Kiva, and he said to the Rebbeinu Shlom, in Meishtocha Adam, to give Torah, why are you giving Torah through me? Rabbi Kiva was Medar Dorshan, even the Targum of the Oisius. Ulai Besuchus the Mesirus Nevesh, to learn the Oisius. This is my Rishon Scharash this year. The Oisius, and so the eight, he was Dorish the Targum from the Oisius. The little things on the Oisius. And he comes back in the famous scene. His wife finally comes out after 24 years not seeing him. And the neighbors say, put on a nice dress, the Godol Hador, he's not going to recognize you. She's a nice dress. I don't have a nice dress. This is a 24-year-old dress. But he'll recognize me. And he makes the famous statement, the Gemara in Ksubis, Sheli v'shaloh shalachem. My Torah and your Torah. Sheli shalachem shaloh. My Torah and your Torah is her Torah. Her Torah. What's trying to Gemara? So the Ran says in the Dharma, I think, I'll yoda through her. But Mamash, the people were saying, it's Mamash her Torah. Because Mesiras Nefesh equals Siyata Dishmaya. And that Siyata Dishmaya, which was unbelievable, not Shaykh, that coming from Aleph Beis, to raise up, to be the Godol Hador, even people that learn 24 years today, they could become a finer Talmud Chacham. But to become the greatest, maybe one of the greatest ever, Mesilas Nefesh is a different darga. Kodesh Baruch Hu pounds on, sends on the Siyat Tishmai, Rabbi Yisrael. And a person has to know that, Rabbi Yisrael. And a person feels that it's hard for him, it's difficult. Pumfakeh, Rabbi Yisrael. Push yourselves. push a little bit more. Again, a person has to know, and he has to ask, but push yourself in Avodas Hashem for the Rebbeinu Yerushalayim, because he pays back heavier. He pays back heavy in Siyat Deshmaya, in money, in every area of life, Rabbi Yisrael. Because a person that goes for the Rebbeinu Yerushalayim, it's a sign of Ahava, Rabbi Yisrael. When a person loves somebody, you're ready to go the extra mile for that person. You're ready to go all the way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that Ahava back, and he's the Almighty, all powerful, and he loves you, and he wants to show his love back. You're getting something big, Rabbi Yisrael. It's not going to be Cracker Jacks. You're getting something big. Besiris now is equal to Yad Deshmaya. You're going to get such a powerful return for that Avra, Rabbi Yisrael. We said the Avra of Hashem is B'chol Avra. You're giving up. B'shnei Yitzrecha, your Moshe Nefesh, the battle of the Yitzhara. You give up your Yitzharas. B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Mahodecha, all your money, anything. You're ready to give up everything for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu pays back heavy. Pashas, that means they're going to be zirchah to go tremendous targets of Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. But you have to be ready to be ma'aseh nefesh, Rabbi Yisrael. The person has to know this throughout his life. You need siyat tishmai tefin yor. You want to become better and better, Rabbi Yisrael. You want to become bigger and bigger. The Rabbi Yisrael says, okay, I'm ready to give it. But what do you have to show for it? What do you have to show? Where's the mysterious nefesh? Where's the love? Where's the showing of love for me? Obviously, we have some love, so okay, you'll get something. But the more you put out, Rabbi Yisrael, there's a big gate to heart, this and that. Rabbi Yisrael, we're in a zman of the lightest nights of the year. The choshech is very big. And there's a zman of shoivim, there's a zman of the cold winter, it's much harder. The person that gets hurt tells you, don't go out, don't go out, it's cold, stay in the house, under the blankets. This is the time for Mesiras Nefesh, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the time that you show that you're mistabik b'kodesh b'rich hu. The koyach of Mesiras Nefesh, Rabbi Yisrael. In all in Yonim, in Kedusha, in Taira, in Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. You see all the great Gedolim, Rabbi Yisrael, unbelievable. Rabbi Yisrael, you're safe now, I'm going to give you a book. His mysterious nefesh, unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. He didn't sleep, Kemad, 18 hours a day, mysterious nefesh, the Torah, you just want to learn more and more Torah. He had an avid for Torah, he enjoyed it for sure, Rabbi Yisrael. But it's a very oilam. His whole body, Rabbi Yisrael. His whole body was just more mysterious nefesh for Torah to spread a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. He would go on long trips to bring Torah to the Yidden all over the world, Rabbi Yisrael. And it's partial to me that Rav Avadi was zeichah to tremendous, unbelievable siyat tishmaya, that what he accomplished in this world, Rabbi Yisrael. It's lo yu'umen. He restored Sephardic Jewry. You know what he did, Rabbi Yisrael? It was his mesiras nefesh. Not only in his learning, his unbelievable mesiras nefesh. I saw a ma'isa, he brought a ma'isa there with David Ozeri from the Yad Yosef Center in Brooklyn. The Rav Avadi stayed by him. So Rav Avadi used to stay up every Shabbos, and he learned the whole Shabbos. He said, Shabbos, such a time of Kedusha, how could you waste it? He barely slept anything on Shabbos. So he said, listen, I need a place that on Shabbos, Friday night, I could sit and learn in the room. Is there a light? He said, I can't share the rabbits. Is there like an air? So he wouldn't live in a big house then. It was the early years when he came to it. So he said, listen, I have this little closet over here, like a hanging closet. So Rav Avadi said, okay, just bring me a chair, and there's a light in there. I'll close the door, the rabbits won't see. And he said, okay, thought of I will learn for an hour or two the entire night in the suit closet, the dress closet. He was there without a table, Rabbi said, without a table. The Chaim Dovoltuski, the Messiah Stanis for Torah, Rashiva Sonoma, he one time he told the Rebbe in Shabbos morning that she should bring him a piece of chocolate, he has to celebrate. So she said, why? Because I stayed up the whole night, Friday night. But you always stay up. His minute was that he used to eat a very quick suit and go to sleep till 12 o'clock. He learned the morning till nights. But this week he wanted a special choice to celebrate his accomplishments. What was the big accomplishment? Well, he wasn't nana from electricity, his own apartment. So he had a kerosene lamp. He had these kerosene lamps. That Friday night it went out. So he had no choice but to go out on his porch and to learn the entire night by the light of the lamppost. He's trying to stay awake. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, by the light of a lamppost, we could barely see Rabbi Yisrael. Mesiras Nefesh. He said he wanted to celebrate that accomplishment of Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh with Torah. Mesiras Nefesh with Bari Olam. If a value would go to the masses, he would go out to every far flung place to try to spread Torah, and now he was Zaycha. Unbelievable. Siyat Ishmael against all odds. People were against him. People didn't hold of him. People wanted to stop him from a lot of people on the other side. They were trying to stop him because he was bringing people into these type of schools. They wanted to go to the more government run schools. And he had such animosity and fighting. He just went on. B'siris Nefesh. He was going on buses. He was once put him on a bus going down to Be'er Sheva. He was one of the Dalei Adorah. He was one of the Chashuv Talmid Chacham. He's on a bus going down to Be'er Sheva, trying to get more kids to convince them. The Indian Rabbeisai, to be Moisa Nefesh with Bari Oilam, there's no end to the Siyat of the Shemaya Rabbeisai. Now I'm going now to America for a week. It's a difficult kufa. Bitzad Atzma, Bitzad the Koil, and a difficult Chaz Rishon, Baruch Hashem, we have a very stark Koil, the Oil is very stark. But Lamaisa makes it a little bit more harder, Rabbeisai. When the Rosh Koil is not there, when the person that's in charge is not there, even the other person sometimes. Now comes the Rabbeinu said the opportunity to show you Mesiras Nefesh, doing it for the Bari Olam, not just because the Rosh Kol is looking. Okay, we have the sheet still, we have to show it. Yeah, but that's not it. It's about Rabbeinu say being Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, for Kodesh Baruch. Rabbeinu say, we see this Yad Tishmai, Rabbeinu say. So many people, the stories of the Mesiras Nefesh, they see unbelievable Yad Tishmai, Rabbeinu say, because there's an equation, Rabbeinu say. And the more we use the equation, Rabbeinu say, the more we'll be zeichah to unbelievable Yad Tishmai. My bracha to everybody. Be'ezah Hashem Yisborach. I should go quick and come back quick. Mit Hashem, Tuesday we'll be back. Mit Hashem next Tuesday, and we should be'ezah Hashem. The oil should be put in extra effort. But the mechazik each other. It'll be a little bit extra Mesiras Nefesh. And be'ezah b'schus that Mesiras Nefesh we deserve to unbelievable Siyat Tishmain on learning. Everybody says you got to matzos the timing. Agra the Shmais is for a person who works hard or something. He puts a little bit extra Mesiras Nefesh. You deserve to Kodesh Baruch opens the mind. I'm listening to some of your chaburas. I'm sure I don't know how much we're saying now, but things that I never thought. Some, you know, the people here were saying chaburas, beautiful chaburas, each and every one. And it varies. There's an extra serious nefesh put in. You never did that before. And if I, the more you put in serious nefesh, you put in, you'll see the more siyata. Kodesh Baruch Hu megala to you, unbelievable chidushei Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. It's there. It's His. The Kodesh megala. Everything's there, Rabbi Yisrael. Baruch Hashem megala. Everything is there. It's clear. We just don't see it. So it's Ruchai Belajim. Like everything there in Torah is pretty clear. We just don't see it. We have this certain blindness that we have because Hashem made it that way. He wanted to be serious, never to come. But once you make that, once you put in the effort, you gata umatzasa. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, there's no real connection between the two. You have to work hard. Matzasa, at the end of the day, it's a metziah. It's a hamtzah. It's a metziah from Hashem because Mesiras Nefesh equals siat tishmar. So beis Hashem, let's be meyagei in Torah. We're zochah to the metziahs. So let's be again. Avodas Hashem, Rabbi said, to get up early for shacharis, to do mekayim the minyanim, do avodas Hashem, b'siras nefesh, and we're guaranteed, Rabbi said, b'siras nefesh is ava. Hashem will oyev us back. V'zeicha the tremendous siyata shemayim all of our lives in health, in parnosa, everything that we need, Hashem will pour it on us in bounties and shefetoyev. Mr. Hashem, v'zeicha to that b'siras nefesh that's going to push finally, they'll bring about the ultimate sign of Ava, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu megal himself to us, ponim el ponim, be'ez Hashem, be'vias b'shirat zikeinu, and may have your name, Amen.